Bad news for barbecue lovers. There is a brisket shortage in the U.S. Daniel Vaughn is barbecue editor for Texas Monthly. He wrote the book, The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue, and he's with us now. Daniel, welcome back.
Yeah, great to be here.
Well, what does this mean for lovers of Texas barbecue like you?
Well, with a shortage of brisket and no shortage of demand, it just means a lot higher prices.
Meaning what exactly? How much or more are you paying?
Well, year over last for raw briskets, you're talking about a 60% jump. Now, as far as what you see from the consumer side, you know, brisket that in small town Texas was routinely $10 or maybe $12 is now bumped up more like the $15 range is what you're more likely to see.
And why is brisket going up in price more than any other kind of beef barbecue?
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with the overall popularity of brisket around the country. You're seeing not only Texas-style barbecue in Texas, but places like New York, L.A., Chicago. It's really booming all over the country. And then fast food places like Arby's have started to add brisket specifically to their menu.
And tell us exactly what it is for people who are not barbecue aficionados.
Oh, well, the brisket is from the front end of the cow, from the forequarter. It's basically, if you were to eat a chicken breast, that's basically the brisket of the chicken. So it's right up front. It's a fattier cut of meat, a tough cut of meat, so it takes a long, low cooking time to tenderize it.
And there is a brisket shortage. Why?
Well, there's a brisket shortage because there's a cattle shortage. We have our lowest population of cattle in, you know, many, many decades, and there's only two briskets per animal. You know, unlike ground beef where, you know, you can pretty much get that from any cut, there's just two briskets.
And what are you hearing from people who are in the business of selling brisket, from people who maybe own restaurants in Texas?
Yeah, well, most of the restaurants here in Texas, they serve a variety of meats, but like Justin Fortin at Pecan Lodge here in Dallas, he said that 60% of his total food cost is in brisket alone.
Hmm.
And then Riverport Barbecue up in Jefferson, one of Texas Monthly's top 50 barbecue joints, so a really popular place, but citing, among other things, commodity prices, he actually has put the place up for sale recently.
Now, you are, as we know, a lover of all kinds of barbecue, but brisket in particular. Tell us why you love it so much. What is so great about it?
Oh, well, I mean, there's just nothing like a slice piece of fatty brisket. It's so tender. It's incredibly moist. It really takes smoke well. And the fat on a brisket, it just turns into this buttery tenderness. I mean, it's just put it all together, and it's one fantastic bite, that's for sure.
So if somebody at home, and maybe they're in Texas, maybe they're not in Texas, is listening to this and getting hungry for brisket, how would you suggest that if they're able to go out and buy it and it's not too expensive, what's the best way to prepare it?
Well, I mean, here in Texas, it's all about smoking brisket low and slow. So there are some places that do it hot and fast, but primarily if you want to get that tender meat, you're going to cook it in an offset smoker at a low temperature. So if you don't have a smoker, I wouldn't recommend grilling it over high heat. It's certainly not going to come out like a steak.
What do you think Texas barbecue would be without brisket?
Well, it'd really just be Southern barbecue that's all pork. I mean, brisket here, I mean, is emblematic. If you think about Texas barbecue outside of Texas, people are thinking about brisket. So without brisket, it just wouldn't really be Texas barbecue at all.
Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor for Texas Monthly and author of The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue. Daniel, thank you, and I hope that somehow this brisket shortage comes to an end soon.
Don't we all?